the end of the tunnel for me.
Indie music lives, man. It's got a soul, and it's going to survive no matter what. So, there's a little bit of light here at the end of the tunnel, man. And we're just happy to be able to be putting this thing on.
So, how did Gussapalooza start? When is this the first time you're doing it, or did you have previous versions of this before?
Yeah, actually, this is our fourth year putting on the festival. It did not happen last year for 2020. We decided to take a break during that time. Mm-hmm. But the way it started, man, it was a bunch of traveling bands. I was in a band myself, and we had been out on tour on the West Coast, and we got back into the Toronto area, and we decided to throw a big party, and so many of our friends showed up and so many bands that the party lasted for 3 days. It was just we did it on a makeshift stage, and everybody just loved it. And so we're like, wow, we got something here. And word had got out about the party. So I'd had people call me, other bands call me from the GTA and from London and from all over Ontario. They're like, hey, man, we want to come jam at this party. And I said, well, what a great opportunity to do something for indie bands. And I was looking around, and I really didn't see any kind of festivals that were going on for just indie bands, you know, up and coming bands that just needed a stage to play on and wanted to have that festival feeling without paying $1,000 for these tickets that were just unreal. So it just kind of grew on its own, which is a beautiful thing. And we got, these like great food vendors that wanted to be part of it, and arts and crafts people. And then I said, well, you know, we're missing one thing, and that's indie comedy. So I make sure that we have a special an hour and a half every Gussapalooza that we just dedicate to comedy, and the comedy shows are unreal, man. This year is going to be great.
How does this set up for Gussapalooza? Because it's from September 17th to the 19th.
Yeah.
You have the main stage, and then you have a side stage as well, which is like a traditional festival setup, you know, acoustic acts, that sort of stuff, or smaller. Yeah. Bands that don't require a ton of PA always go on that side stage. Right. You mentioned that the comedians. Let's talk about the programming of all of this, because I looked at some of the names of the bands, and thanks for putting the Spotify list together.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I found that, and I was kind of when you said indie, I'm like, they are all indie acts, but the genres of music are all over the place. It's not like it's just like one style.
Independent, yeah, indie, yeah. For me is independent, so whatever style, like, it's, we got hip-hop, we've got punk rock, we've got rock, we've got blues, you know, whatever's good music, man. It there's no, that's the one thing I didn't want to box us in any way. So there's whatever is good music is allowed at
How did people go about, I mean, you said you'd done this for about 3 or 4 years, excluding last year because of what we went through. But how did people submit the music for the first couple of years? Like, what was the process? And also, a follow-up question to that, the process, how was it for, like, programming and listening? Was there a committee, or was it just all on you?
So, great questions, man. So, basically, the first year, it was just through friends. The music communities are pretty small, so it was just word of mouth. And then I decided to, get an Instagram page going. And then I actually got a website going. My girlfriend, Valerie, she helps out with so much as well. So usually it's her and I that'll sit down and we'll go through the submissions. We'll open submissions usually in the wintertime. But this year we weren't sure what we were going to do. We didn't know with all the craziness going on if it was going to go for it. And we said, you know what, we got to do it for everybody this year. It just has to happen. So we actually opened submissions like three weeks ago, and we tried going through all of them. And, it was just amazing response, really, I'm always so humbled that, some of these bands have heard of us, and like, it's such an amazing thing, man. I sit down, I listen to every single band that goes on right. The stage, and I'm like, I go through their stuff. I'm like, how does this band only have 300 followers? Like, these guys need you know, so much support. So that's one of the big things we do too on our Instagram page is we go through and we do a spotlight for the bands and we try to share as much as we can about their bios and where they're from, and we give them a spotlight. And then that's the other thing with the Spotify playlist too, because we want people listening to these guys before they come see them. And, you know, it's kind of something that we just want to give back in some way to these guys and help them, whatever we can do for them. Because, I mean, so many great bands, so much great talent, dude. And just out of the area, we've had bands from BC hit the stage. We've had them from Alberta. You know, we got a band coming from Montreal. This time they'll be there Friday night, the Sunset Drip, amazing rock band. Can't wait to see them. Lots of local people from around our area too. So we're kind of in the Barrie, Newmarket area. And there's just so much talent around, you know? So, I wish that we could do this thing for a week long, cause that's how many submissions we get. And it's hard going, oh, you know, like, how do you decide through some of these guys? So, and it's also hard to you know, because I do like to switch up the genres a little bit. I want to give, you know, I don't want it just to be all rock. I want something for everybody. So it's definitely tricky to put it all together, but it's also, you know, really rewarding as well.
The dynamics of having that many different styles of music, an older style of booking a festival would be, okay, on this night, it's rock, 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 rock.
Yeah.
Here's the age group. Here's what people are listening to that we're selling tickets to. But you guys seem to be all over the place for mm-hmm. a specific reason. Is that just because of your age or what you're listening to, your vibe? Or was that like based upon some marketing, that sort of thing?
No, it's basically, like I said, it's there's not really a structure behind it. It's kind of who sends us what. And to me, like, I love all kinds of music, man. There's, right. I'm into everything. So when I hear something that I'm like, ooh, you know, this is good. And I think this would go over well. It is the way you build a show. You kind of want to stick to a theme a little bit, you know, but I find that people are really, some people don't even know that they like what they like until they hear it. And it's mm-hmm. like you get them out there and all of a sudden you put on this, you know, this different bluesy space jam type band gets on stage and they're like, wow, you know, and I'll get that. I'll see these rockers there. And they're like, we had this loop artist come out from BC. Will Ross is his name. And he's just unreal. He played 1 year and everybody was just like, who was that guy, you know? And they would have never, you know, been thinking that I would like that music. But, you know, he killed the show 1 year. And you know, so you never know what you like until you try it. And I think it's a good opportunity to you know, get these people out and mix them up a little bit and bring them all together.
You're listening to Steel City Music. I am your host, Gunner, and my special guest right now is, I guess, the one of the creators of Gussapalooza that's happening September 17th and 19th in Holland's Landing. Go to the website, gussapalooza.com, for more information. There's a list of all the bands, that sort of thing, and there's a fair number of bands that are on the list. They're all fiercely independent. Can I say fiercely independent?
I would say so, yeah.
Okay.
Great, yeah.
Well, no, just sometimes people have catchphrases, and I wasn't sure if that was yours or not, but I thought, could be theirs, you know, that sort of thing. When you went through all the list of all these different bands and when you were talking to them about promoting Gussapalooza, was it just a don't worry about it, we'll look after all the promotion? Or did you ask the bands, hey, you know, you got this show coming up with us, we'd appreciate sharing what's going on?
Yeah, you bet. We always ask the bands to share, because it's hard to, you know, the one thing is, like, if you're putting on a normal festival and you have a major act coming out, it's easy to go, okay, a lot of people know who these people are, but in order for their fans to know about Gussapalooza and the Gussapalooza fans to know about them, you got to kind of intertwine promotions. So, yeah, we definitely ask our bands to promote us and we promote them as well. Kind of a partnership,
right? When you just said that the term partnership was which is a great segue, over the last couple of years, you had food vendors, different people finding out about it. Are there any sponsors that have stepped up this year to help you put this on?
Yeah, we got we've had some usually it's like this is basically family run. So it's always been very low key. But yeah, we've had some sponsors. I got a great sponsor who helps us with banners and stuff like that. Lifted LeChance in Barrie, who does our banners and stuff for us and prints our T-shirts. And mostly, though, yeah, we haven't gotten big enough to get too many sponsors involved, but that's something we're going to be looking for. We also have actually, Primal Notes is helping us out this year. They're going to be doing some really cool. They're a recording company, and they do indie interviews in Toronto. And they've actually signed up to come out and interview guests at Gustapalooza, and they're going to interview the bands, which is really awesome this year. It'll be great for some extra content for us to have going forward. So,
after the 19th, the September 20th rolls around, there's a cleanup process that happens festivals. So you have your volunteers, and you said this is like a family kind of thing. So everyone cleans the entire area where the bands are. People are leaving. You kind of put life back together after the festival. And anyone who's ever has partaken in the festival, you know that this is like that point where it's like, oh God, why did we do this? This is such a mess. But you got everything organized. Everything leaves the land. And then there's that like that coming down aspect where you're kind of like the adrenaline, everything comes down, you sit down, and then there's the point of, okay, when can we do this again? What did we do wrong? What did we do right? Walk us through that process for you guys. Like when you sit down, do you immediately go? Do you get feedback from the bands? What did you like? What did you didn't? What didn't you like about doing it? You know, because these are all things that you have to think about to improve, right?
Yeah.
So. Right. Who do you sit with and how do you like, do you want to get at it right away? Or do you give yourself like a month?
That's you pretty much nailed it, man. It's so exciting after it shuts down. You're still busy. You're right. It takes a lot to clean everything up, but you get feedbacks from the bands. They're like, oh man, that was so amazing. You know, everything we've usually done has been positive feedback. I've never had any negative stuff. So, we're always kind of thinking, how can we grow? How can we make the process easier? Like this year has been hectic because everything that's been going on, there's a lot of what's going to be happening. What are they going to change next week? So that's been, it's a little bit stressful, but I mean, really we just kind of go, you know what, what's going to happen is going to happen. And like we said too, making the process easier for next time. That's the biggest thing is like, how do we put something together that's turnkey? How do we get, the things we want to send out to the bands? How is it easy for them to understand how the process works? So that's something that we kind of build on every time we do it. And we learn from that and what was confusing for them getting there. And they'll kind of let us know, you know, if you guys, if you change this little bit, it's easier for us. So yeah, it's always a learning process, and yeah, you always want to grow a bit as well. So
yeah, it always seems to me that any sort of festival I've been a part of over the years, it always boils down to logistics and the greatest stage manager you've ever met in your entire life.
That's it, man.
You know, if you have someone that's good with logistics and a stage manager that knows how to run a stage and doesn't put up with any guff from anybody, then everything else is just going to be totally fine. That sort of
thing. A no guff stage manager is the is like king of the castle. So yeah, right. that was a learning process too, because I think one year we had one band didn't show up and things just ran way too much later than we anticipated. And that was it's a learning process for sure.
Well, because everyone's paying for a ticket and they want to see a band, and especially if you have everything timed out in your day. It's like, okay, so I wake up, I'm going to eat. All right, I'm going to have a little bevy. And then this band's going to be on. And then all of a sudden, it's not the band I want to see. Now it's just going to ruin my whole day.
That's right. You know?
Yeah. And then
just don't want to ruin anybody's day. So
right. And then, of course, back with me, when I was younger, so it's like, okay, I'm taking my mushrooms at 2. That means I'm timing it for, for 3. And then I get to see my band. And then it's like, oh, no, wait, there's a comedian. Who threw the comedian in? I'm going to die here if I have to watch this comedian. Okay, wait, there's another style of band. And okay, I think I'm going to be okay. Not to say the comedians won't be funny, but I mean, when you try to time
economics, I don't know if we factored in for that, but that's a very good point.
You know what? We're going to find out come September 17th and 19th.
Right.
What's the kind of feedback that you need in all this stuff? tell us about the prices, the breakdown, that sort of thing, and where people can go to find out.
Yeah. So basically, the way that we're running it this year, it's a private party. That's the way that we're doing it, just for some reasons behind that. But so what we're doing, we're asking everybody to go to the website and to get tickets beforehand. And when you purchase a ticket, then you're sent the address to the event. The price of tickets, we're keeping as low as possible, just so people can, we know how hard things have been on a lot of people this last round. And $20 for Friday night. We're doing $40 for all day Saturday. Camping is free if you want to bring a tent and camp out with us. The RVs are pretty much all sold out. And then $20 for the Sunday, and it's $50 right now for the whole weekend. And that includes camping. So,
okay. All right. Yeah. So for more information, gussapalooza.com. That's GUSSATOLOOZA.com for more information. Hey man, thanks for taking the time out to have a quick chat with me.
Hey man, thanks so much for your support and for bringing us on. And yeah, everybody join the Instagram page there. There's tons of links in the bio. So Gussapalooza on Instagram, and there's a Facebook page as well. And hope to see you guys come out for some indie music and a good weekend.
And once again, Gussapalooza is happening at Holland's Landing in Ontario. For the exact address, send an email to where@gussapalooza.com. That's GUSSAPOLOOZA.com. Rob spoke about a bunch of bands that are performing, and I thought I would pull some of the music just to give you a taste of just some of the acts. So you will hear in this set of music Daniel Salgi featuring Revit with the track Beneath the Winter Snow. Courtney Bowles, a very country-esque artist, Beautiful Daughter is the track. Joe McLeod, Walk Me Home, really nice song. Black Suit Devil, who I believe performed at the Corktown years ago here in Hamilton, with the track Bullets. Damn It, Goldie, Lower Than You, a nice little punk track. Cigar Club with their track Cold. The Sunset Drip with Heavy Sex, but starting things off, this really cool band name, Pink Leather Jackets. It makes me think of Pinky Tuscadero from, you know, Happy Days. Man, that just proves I'm old, straight up. Here's Call You When I'm Drunk. You're hanging out with Gunner on Steel City Music.
always find out later, because I don't realize I'm doing it in the moment. You know, I used to do Harry Carey, the Chicago Cubs announcer,
yeah,
on Saturday Night Live, and which was really fascinating because, you know, it worked obviously for people who had grown up listening to Chicago Cubs games and White Sox games, but it also worked for people who had no idea who he was. So I would have people come up to me and say, "Oh, I love that mad scientist character you do." I'm like, "Mad scientist? I don't do a mad scientist character." You're like, "Yeah, the guy with the glasses and the crazy white hair." Right. Like, I'm like, "Oh, Harry Carey." He's like, "Yeah, I don't know, but it's so funny." Anyway, but I was doing the first year of the ESPYs.
Right.
Norm Macdonald was the host. Big Radio City Music Hall. And a bunch of the SNL writers are writing the show, and they ask if I'll come and do Harry Carey for the you bring me out in the middle of the show, and I'm just going to be confused and not know where I'm at. You know, I think I'm at the, you know, the Grammys, or and then I systematically go and make fun of athletes.
Right.
Well, they wrote a joke for me commenting, and John Elway's sitting, and they made a comment about John Elway's, because John Elway has a bit of a toothy smile.
Yeah.
And I made a comment as Harry, and apparently I got the feedback that he was very unhappy, that it was just not cool. And from that moment on, apparently in all the ESPY meetings for 10 years after that, they were like, no more Will Ferrell, Harry Carey moments. We have to make sure we don't have that. So for everyone who thought it was funny, there were a lot of athletes who were offended and upset. But once again, in the heat of battle, I had no idea.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Nowhere.
Loathing up, I am not. Tear back the skin. Take a look deep inside these silly headed kids. Everybody likes him, but no one seems to know his name. He wonders how many pianos will smash and break. Everybody sees him, but no one seems to take the time. Often off in La La Land, he forgot just how to try. And looking up from the bottom for a moment, I notice there's not a lot of decent people. I'm fucking lazy, it became inside this cell. Cause I'm loving up, I am not. Tear back the skin. Take a look deep inside these silly headed kids. All by my lungs, I might find it so fun. Like the simple stuff, like giving up when she gets up just to start again. A pessimist for the optimist to rewire the mainframe. And looking up from the bottom for a moment, I notice there's not a lot of decent people in hell. Getting way too shady, it's crazy, I'm fucking lazy. It became inside this cell, this hell. Cause I'm loving up, I am not. Stare back. When she gets up, just to start again, I'm loading up. I'm loading up.
And it all fell down. am the one who hears you sing. I am the one who is always there. Tell me where life is too much to bear. When you arrive, I'm the first to see that beautiful smile that you share with me. Oh, our lives collide like two crossing trains, and now our journey will never be the same. You say, yet so far. We share our hopes and our dreams, compared them to when we were 17. Growing up is a part of life, but my love for you, it never made me think twice. You say, say, come on and walk me home. Our hands are so close they might hold. Said you didn't want to be alone, so I came over. Come on and walk me home. Our hands are so close they might hold. Scared to the bone for this to be over.
The cards and the quotes spell out your love for me intensely. My heart is burning with each page that I'm turning, and we throw them all onto the fire. 'Cause you're pledging your undying love, and I know that you're a liar. My heart. if I can. I just wish that for once in your life you'd stand up, be counted on like a man. To bear, rest my hands upon my swollen belly. Imagine you're standing here right beside me. The pain it comes, the pain it goes, and I feel a rush of water. A final push, I can hear the cries of your beauty.
You're listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM, broadcasting across Hamilton from the edge of the Niagara Escarpment.
Kill the man.
Is Van Trialport. Get back. Move. Turn him loose. He said to turn loose of him.
I'm not. So go home.
I swear to God. Law dog, you don't step aside, we'll tear you apart.
You die first, get it? Your friends might get me in a rush, but not before I make your head into a canoe. You understand me?
He's bluffing. Let's rush him.
No. He ain't bluffing.
You're not as stupid as you look. Now tell him to get back.
Go on now, get back.
Go on! Billy!
He'll kill me.
And you, music lover. You're next.
Drunk piano player. You're so drunk, you can't hit nothing. In fact, you're probably seeing double.
I have two guns, one for each of you.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
And I am your host, Gunner, here on Steel City Music. In this hour, we are going to do a 3 for 30, one that we aired a little while back for with Jonathan Armstrong. But before that, I had a chance to chat with Tim and Tanya Ritchie from the Pring House. I met them years ago through a mutual friend by the name of Matt Jelly, and also, Dan Jelly. So they run an accommodation house. It's the Hamilton Guest House. And like many others here in Hamilton and elsewhere, they've gone through the whole COVID thing. So I thought I'd have a chat with them about how a business is surviving through the COVID pandemic, and how they're doing in the aftermath, and what it means to them, just to tell the story just a little bit, you know. So here's the chat I had with them, and a whole lot of Johnny Cash for them. Welcome to Steel City Music. My next guests, I think I met them